All right, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are. We got about 6.5 minutes to go here before the opening kickoff from Hemley High School, where your Warriors are taking on the Jefferson Lions in this homecoming matchup for the Warriors. Warriors coming off a win last week and looking to add to that tonight with a shot here at the Jefferson Lions and winning this game. One and four overall, 1-2 in league, and had a competitive game down at
Ella Mae Taylor and Mackenzie Purley.
Had a competitive game down at Sandy and Christian a couple weeks ago. Had three big plays that resulted in touchdowns, but couldn't sustain enough drives and defensively struggled. Really beat ourselves in a lot of things down there, Sandy and Christian, last week. Warriors are back in it and got the win last week pretty comfortably. But that was one in which they still continue to really beat themselves and keep that game a lot closer than it really should have been, with about 165 yards in penalties last week. So if the coaches are working on one thing, I got to think that it is wanting their players to make fewer mistakes that are resulting in penalties, especially in those dead ball penalties that happen after the play is over. We had a number of those, like three of those last week. You can probably hear the wind whistling here. It is blowing out of the northeast tonight pretty stiffly. Probably about 10 miles an hour, 12 miles an hour, maybe gusting a little higher to 15. It's a warm wind. It's definitely not a cool night here at all. But it is a wind that affects passing and kicking tonight. So definitely going to be one of those things to keep an eye on. Depending on which way you're going, you may be throwing into a pretty good crosswind in your face and from the if you're going west to east on the field, if you're going towards the softball field, there's a good chance that you're going to run into some issues with passing. Let's see here. Ron, you're going to have to unmute yourself, I think. I muted you, Ron, because there was so much background noise. But yeah, if you want to unmute yourself on the app, then you can chime in with your thoughts here as well. Warriors, as I said, last week, a lot of penalties. Had a lot of plays called back. Big plays nullified. Had some offsetting penalties when they could have had a big play and instead ended up having to replay it down because of offsetting penalties. And then just those late penalties after the play was over, unnecessary roughness, personal foul type of things, unsportsmanlike conduct. Warriors got to clean up a lot of stuff there if they want to be competitive against better teams. That said, this is not one of those better teams. The team they're playing tonight is a team that Amity should absolutely wax. I don't say that very often, but this is a team that last week was a get-right game with a win. This week is a let's pound them into submission in the first half and never take our foot off the gas. Last year we went over to Jefferson. That was the I was broadcasting that, and the lights went out on everything except the stadium lights. The power went out, so we had no power in the booth. We did the entire broadcast off of a battery, and we just ran all over them last year. And I don't think they're any better this year than they were then. That was effectively a JV game for us last year. So we got a coin flip getting ready to take place as the referee shows both teams the coin, talks to them about some things for tonight they're going to be watching for. I'll tell you, I'm sure Amity is getting a reputation with the officials associations for picking up a lot of penalties. And so there may be maybe keeping a closer eye on some things. Warriors won the toss. We have deferred until the second half, so Jefferson will undoubtedly take the ball here to start the game. Warriors will be going west to start the game. So they'll have the wind at their backs in the first quarter. Jefferson will be receiving. And we are just about ready to get rolling here, folks.
We got Ron.
I'm not hearing you. So Ron is on the broadcast, but the mic is not working. So Warriors in their home black uniforms with royal trim, warrior blue trim, if you will, white helmets. Jefferson all white with purple numbers and sleeves on their uniforms and purple helmets. So last week we had some outstanding work. Wyatt Yogi just ran all over our opponent last week without any issues. See if we can get some more of that tonight. Brandon Aird had a real nice rushing game last week as well. And so it'd be nice to see that rushing attack continue. Didn't have to pass the ball much last week. Against Sandy M. Christian, we did have to pass the ball quite a bit. It was a little different animal down there. But I had a couple of long touchdown passes. Coach Campuzano reminding his players to stay behind that white line. We've had a couple of warnings this year and one penalty for sideline interference. We don't want to have that anymore. So anyway, thank you for joining us here on this homecoming evening. That means homecoming halftime is always very long. And so we'll have an extra long halftime. Remember also, we will start this podcast and start another one at halftime because we run past that two-hour limit on Podbean. So remember, you'll have to rejoin the broadcast before the start of the second half. Windy here, warm today, close to 80 degrees still at the start of this game. But wind picking up as the game goes on. We got a kick by Coelho, fielded at the 32-yard line, and the runner number four falls down. That's like Nissen. So we are ready to go here defensively. Best defender on the Warriors this year, unquestionably in my mind, has been Miles Oyua. Miles has just been absolutely dominant from that defensive end position. He took over Reagan Clark's spot there, that left defensive end, and Miles has filled those shoes nicely with a number of sacks and tackles for a loss this year. Got a good motor. He's quick, strong, long, about 6'2 or so, 6'3, spends plenty of time in the weight room. And he's also twitchy. He moves well. Pursues the plays. Plays with a high motor. Bunch of shifting going on as they change the formation up. Campuzano calling out what he wants from the sideline. There's the snap. And we've got an illegal. Must be a false start. False start on the far side. And somebody's still moving. So Jefferson trying to get cute right off the bat with a change in the formation. The quarterback for Jefferson is number seven, Leached, I guess. L-A-E-T-Z-S-C-H. We'll go with Leach. Sophomore quarterback, 5'8", 135 pounds. Not a lot of size at skill positions on this Jefferson team. They've got some size up front, a couple of big boys, 270, 230, but not an overly athletic team in the last couple of years. Leish under center now with a full house backfield, hands to the back. He's wrapped up and brought down in the backfield. I think that was Miles Oyua in on the tackle. Let's see what the carry number was. That was number three. That's Withy. They got a couple of Withys, Drew Withy and Trevor Withy. Trevor's a senior. Drew is a junior. Drew's the one that just had that carry, 5'11", 140 pounds. Second and about 15, no gain on the play. Ball at the 28-yard line of Jefferson. Now shotgun formation. Leish brings a man in motion. Leish wants to run, and he's got nowhere to go. Then he breaks back to the left. He's hit and brought down after a gain of about 3 yards. good hit over there. See if I can see who that was coming up. Might have been Khalil Mirza. Nope. I take that back. I think that was Rosenass coming up with that hit. It's going to be third and about 12. Ball at the 31-yard line. And, hey, I don't know how much wind noise you guys are getting, but, man, it is windy out here. Ron says no wind. The mic's doing its job. Lots of wind noise. Yeah, there's nothing I can do about it. It's breezy out here. We can try to cover it up a little bit. They go with a pitch to the right, and a great play, a wrap up and a tackle there. Tackle made by Mendez, Bryce Mendez, number 22. Maybe I'll switch this side here and see if that helps. Nope, can't do that. That's not going to work. So, fourth and about 13 yards to go. So, I apologize for the wind. There's not a lot I can do about it. It is blowing hard out here. Try to shield that mic a little bit. Punting formation for the Lions. They get it off. It's a low liner. Hits it about the 40, takes a roll, and that's one that the Warriors could have scooped up and probably returned. Instead, Rosenass lets it roll to about the 28-yard line. So it's going to be Warrior ball there, first and 10. So nothing going offensively for the Lions on that first possession. Warriors' first possession of the game going to start at their own 32-yard line, or their own 28-yard line. Sorry about that. First and 10, Amity. Tompkins, brings in the play from the sideline. That's blowing pretty steady here. Not gusting too much, just kind of a solid 10 to 12 mile an hour wind. 15. It's a drop. Going to throw deep. Overthrown. Intended for Bradley Sexton. Walker threw that ball about 35 yards in the air or so. And that was about 3 or 4 yards further than he needed to throw it. I'm going to see if I can reposition closer to the booth here. See if that helps the wind noise. We'll see. I don't know if it will or not. It's windy no matter where I sit up here. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to help. Warriors with a second and 10. There's the counter. Nice run. Brandon Aird out across the 45 to about the 48-yard line. Excellent run there. And the Warriors have a first down. A little bit better run?
Brandon Aird.
Is that better? Okay. Trying to get out of the wind here a little bit, but it's breezy.
They've got 20 yards on the play. First and 10 for the Warriors.
Let me try one other thing here I might be able to do. First down for the Warriors. Ball at the 49-yard line. Yoakum behind Walker in the wing T formation. They give to Yoakum. Makes one guy miss in the backfield. Actually just drug him with him about 6 yards to the 45-yard line. It helps when that wind dies down a little bit. Let me try this.
Make it 6.
See if it's better if I put it on this side.
Second down and 4 yards.
Might help some more. Okay. Ball at the 45-yard line of Jefferson. Warriors with a second and 4 coming up. That was Yoakum with a 6-yard gain. You hear Reg McShane in the background on the public address announcing. Appreciate him doing that. Last week he was at a Beaver game, couldn't do it. Jackson. Walker throws a little high, but a great catch by Aird. Then he fumbles and is recovered by Jefferson. And they do say it was a catch. He made a football move there, turned up field with it, could not hang on to it. What a catch by Aird. Just couldn't keep it when he got hit. Didn't secure it. But the good news for the Warriors, even though they turned the ball over, the good news is they moved the ball at will, basically, there in that first series. So let's look for some more of that after they get a stop here defensively. So the ball is going to be spotted at the 36-yard line of Jefferson. There are cheerleaders in the background. All 18 of them out there tonight. Fantastic job with Coach Neistat. There's a give right up the middle. No gain. Wrapped up and stuffed by Miles Oyua and Cordell Previtt. Good job on that. Stuffing that for no gain. Second and 10 for the Lions.
Calvin Granson on the carry.
7.5 minutes to go, first quarter. 0-0 here.
Nice job, Ward.
Homecoming night. They're going to use some off-road side-by-sides for the presentation of the princesses at halftime. Shotgun formation now for Leish. Brings a man in motion. Fakes to him. Leish on the keeper. Trying to get outside. He's running deeper. And Bradley Sexton chases it down at the 30-yard line for a loss of 5 or 6 yards. Great job by Sexton. Leish thought he was going to be able to get that corner. Sexton played that absolutely perfectly as he just tracked right along, strung that play out, and then finally closed out on it.
Bradley Sexton on that tackle.
Previtt out, Trundy into the game. Gives him a little different look on passing downs, a little quicker there coming off that nose tackle position. Reminds you a little bit of a Seth Valencia back in the day, playing that nose tackle like 150 pounds or whatever Seth was, but came off that ball so quick. Third and 16 from the 30-yard line, Jefferson. Shotgun formation for Leish. Brings a man in motion from the left. Wants to run it again. Rolls to his left, looking to throw. Now he's going to run, tucks it, and he is brought down after a gain of about 10 yards. It'll be fourth and 6. Khalil Mirza in on that tackle.
He picked up 10 yards on that play.
Was that 1 or 7? That was 1. Okay. So it is Withy, not Leish. Excuse me. That's what I get for not wearing my glasses. Can't tell the difference between a 1 and a 7 from here.
6 for the Lions.
So punt formation for the Lions from their own 40-yard line. I'll tell you what. This is a team that wouldn't surprise you if they faked it. High snap. Short, wobbly punt, terrible. Needs to be picked up. Fallen on, finally, by Mendez. Boy, if didn't take a good bounce. If it had taken a little bit better bounce, he could have scooped that up and had a heck of a return, if not 6 points. But it kind of bounced funky sideways, and Bryce had to just fall on it. A couple of Lions in the neighborhood there. All right, so the Warriors with excellent field position at the 42-yard line of Jefferson. First and 10 Amity, see if they can avoid the turnover here. So far, no penalties on the Warriors. That's a good sign. 5:10 left to go, first quarter, 0-0. First and 10 Amity. Hand off to Yoakum. Yoakum misses a couple of guys, still going, and he is almost gone down inside the 15-yard line. Shoestring tackle there by the Lions safety. Yoakum broke 3 tackles. Came right between the left guard and left tackle there. A little 35 action. 36, I guess.
Outstanding blocking up front.
First and 10 Amity at the 14-yard line of Jefferson. Mendez split out to the left. Wing T formation. Aired to the left. It's on the counter. To give to Coelho down to the 5-yard line. He's going to pick up a nice little 9-yard gain there. Yeah, maybe 8.5 yards. It's going to be marked at about the 5.5. second and two.
Nope, it's going to be second down and 2 yards to go. Second and two for the Warriors.
4 minute mark coming up here in the first quarter. No score. This time it's Tompkins split out left. Going to go to Aird. Aird's going to be able to walk this one in as he strolls to the corner untouched. Touchdown, Amity. Brandon Aird. That was well blocked. He just strung that out, and he has good speed. Able to just string that out. He knew he had the angle the whole way. They don't have anybody fast enough to close that angle on him. And Aird puts the first score of the game, making up for that fumble after his catch. He's headed to the sideline as Quelo is going to try to kick the extra point here. Wind at his back, kind of coming from behind and a little bit right to left. But on an extra point, it really shouldn't matter. There's the snap, get the kick down, and it's blocked. Never got that one up.
No good.
That one would have almost been blocked by the offensive line.
52 seconds to go in the first quarter.
So, first quarter action, the Warriors up by six. We'll be right back.
Can you tell if I'm unmuted?
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024.
Okay, so.
Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237.
Right there.
Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today right to talk there. About how he can help ensure okay. that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma at Country Financial, 503-565-2043.
Your fans started the second quarter, After we got 3:52 left to go in the first quarter. Warriors getting set to kick off. Ron, thoughts so far?
I think our offensive line can handle just about anything they've got.
Seems that way for sure. There's a bouncer fielded at about
number,
the 23-yard line.
Number nine.
Trying to get to the left is number nine. Warriors swarm over there and drag him down at about the 22-yard line. I think they're going to mark it. Forward progress. Yeah, outside of that turnover, pretty flawless so far. No penalties on the Warriors. They're not beating themselves, so that's a good sign.
No mistakes, no penalties.
Exactly. The only issue being after a great catch by Brandon Aird, couldn't hang on to the ball. Fumbled it after he got hit. Had that turnover. Other than that, Warriors playing flawlessly so far.
Replay. I don't think he had the, did you think he made the offensive move after he touched it?
He turned it and headed upfield, so yeah, I think so. He took a step upfield with it. It's not the NFL. The bar is a lot lower in high school, and no review. Withy checking things off in the backfield under center. Hand off, headed left, wrapped up after maybe a gain of a yard. Maybe with, no gain. Withy kept it.
Quarterback
keeper. Oh, it was. You got a better view on that than I did. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah.
So Withy on the keep. It headed left away from us, and I couldn't see what he did with that ball.
No gain.
No gain on the play.
There's not a lot of deception going on out there. Warriors are swarming everything. They haven't even gotten us to take a false step, I don't think.
Players to practice, let alone play a game, is what I've heard.
They don't?
Well, they've had a bunch of guys hurt.
Well, they don't have enough to run 11 on 11, that's for sure. With the under center, hands off to the fullback. Yeah, it was one of the running backs, and he is down. So to me, that looks like Withy that took the handoff from seven. Now I'm confused. I think Withy was tackled on that. I think Leach took that snap. 2.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 6-0 Amity. Not that close, actually. You might think 6-0 is a close score, but I don't think Jefferson's – they've got – the best they've done is a 4th-and-4. So now they've got a 3rd-and-13. Bring a man in motion. Quarterback heads left. Withy pitches it.
No, he kept it.
No, he kept it. He faked the pitch and got wrapped up. He doesn't trust his running backs. He doesn't like to give that up. So, yoked him in on the tackle. Minute 50 and counting to go here in the first quarter, and the Warriors are going to get a punt out of these Lions. It's fourth and about 16.
16 yards to go. Fourth and 16.
What Jefferson is doing is they're shortening the game by not passing the ball. All they've done is run the ball so far, and we've got almost a quarter gone. They've had three possessions. Warriors have had two. We have one turnover and a touchdown. We're about to get our third possession here. Rosenast, I believe, back at the 50. There's the punt. A low one hits at the 38, bounces. He's got to scoop that up. Now he does. Moving to his left. Rosenast to the 45, to the 40, and to the 38-yard line where he's drugged down. Tackle made by number three. That's the other Withy. That's Drew Withy.
Mason Rosen.
The Warriors in great field position here.
He'll carry the ball into Lions territory.
They're going to mark it at the 37.
The 37.
So first and 10, Amity from there. 101 left to go first quarter.
Where the Warriors will take.
How long is it going to take the Warriors to score here, Ron? Less than a minute?
He throws it or not.
I think it's going to take less than a minute no matter what they do. Two plays. Could be Yoakum on the first play or Aird. Bring Aird in motion. Yoakum takes it. Aird lead blocking. Yoakum shouldn't have cut that back. He had blocking to the outside. He tried to cut it back up inside. He picks up about 4 yards. It's going to be second and about five or six. Well, I think if Yoakum took that outside, he had Aird out there as a lead blocker. I think that would have been a real nice run. Mendez split out to the left now. 30 seconds and counting to go here. First quarter, 6-0 Amity. Second and six. Jackson Walker gives it to Aird. Makes a guy miss. He's got some room to run now. Turns it upfield to the 20. Inside, 15. Time. Touchdown, Brandon Aird. Told you. Less than a minute, Ron. Took 50 seconds for him to score from 101 to 11.
31 yards.
31-yard carry by Brandon Aird.
Brandon Aird with the 31-yarder for the touchdown. His second touchdown of the first quarter, 12-0 Amity. I think we're going for two this time. That kick didn't go so well the first time. Just under 12 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Warriors
line up to go for two.
With a 12-0 lead. The wing T formation there. And a give. Nope. Walker on the keeper looking to throw. Now he's going to tuck it and not going to make it. That's a good way to get a knee hurt right there. Man. A lot of indecision there on that play. So he fails on the 3-yard conversion attempt, and 12-0 Amity as we get close to wrapping up the first quarter here from Amity High School.
Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
Amity Warrior football. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber here from Amity High School. Quelo. With the kickoff, punches it to about the 28, fielded there, coming to his left, and wrapped up and taken down is the returner. Rosenast and Tompkins in on that tackle. Just obliterated the returner. So, with 7 seconds left to go in the first quarter, they will start at their own 30-yard line. That's good coverage right there. Tompkins stays in after that tackle at the left cornerback spot. Playing that all year. Cornerbacks aren't going to get a lot of work this game, I don't think. Doesn't look like Jefferson wants to pass the ball, and they're not going to get that far running it. So there's a quick pass, and it's intercepted by Tompkins. What did I tell you? Tompkins going to take this one to the house. That's the end of the first quarter. Touchdown, Warriors! Jeffrey Tompkins with the interception return for a touchdown. Well, I was wrong. They did throw the ball, but I was right that they shouldn't have thrown the ball. Where Jeff was right and where Jeff was wrong. 18-0 Amity to end the first quarter, but we get the two-point conversion attempt coming up. Jackson Walker coming out. One play for the defense. So the Warriors scored twice in that last minute. They ran two offensive plays and one defensive play and a kickoff. And put 12 points on the board so far. Warriors line up for their two-point conversion.
They intercepted that or Tompkins?
Tompkins did.
Jeff said Tompkins.
I think it was number 12, right?
Number 12.
Walker throws and just a little bit too high.
For aired.
Intended for aired, yep. A little high. All right, we're going to the end of the first quarter. 18-0 Amity. We'll be right back.
So with 12 minutes to go.
Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dental visits very important. Copper Dental, the office of Dr. Melinda Judd, located on 2nd Street in McMinnville, is a great office to receive this regular care. At Copper Dental, they strive to treat every patient in a friendly and professional manner. There are also two golden retrievers, Copper and Rusty, who are there to greet and help calm patients every day.
The Russian
Copper Dental accepts.
We had 100. We had 100.
So if you're looking for a friendly dental office and you love dogs, this may be the place for you. Mention this ad when calling to schedule your new patient appointment. The staff at Copper Dental and especially Dr. Judd want to shout out.
All right, welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. Ron just gave me some stats. What were we going to say, Ron?
They have -3 rushing for the quarter. We had +102 rushing. And Brandon Aird has, 57, and Cooper has 37.
Yep, and Aird's got two touchdowns, and then Tompkins on the interception return for the touchdown. But we can't seem to figure out how to get a two-point conversion in.
No. So.
We're 0-2 on that and 0-1 on the kicks. It's the way it goes sometimes. Hey, great atmosphere at Amity High School. I want to thank several people for that. Casey Oyu, the band director, doing a great job with the pep band. Jill Whitehead, our activities and leadership director, and she's done a great job of generating a lot of school spirit and getting turnout, having themes every game, even at the football games here. And then Angela Neisseth with that 18-girl cheerleading squad. Just a great atmosphere. They fumble the kick return, and they end up dropping right at the 30, 31-yard line with it. And the Warriors do a good job getting a negative field position type of situation for the Lions here to start the second quarter. 18-0 Amity after one. We get the first offensive play of the second quarter here. So now the question for the Lions is, how do you keep the bleeding from being just embarrassing at this point?
We used to have some of these teams. I mean, we used to have some of these games when Amity was really, really good. But
yeah, and it's not that we're that great.
No.
This is probably the worst 3A team you're ever going to see. Or right up there with them. They didn't even play last week. They forfeited against Sandy M. Christian. We weren't sure we were going to have a homecoming game. Sandy M. Christian had to scramble. Picked up... They get a false start. Khalil Mirza faked the blitz. Got the left guard to flinch. They picked up North Bend last week. Sandy M. Christian did because of the cancellation. That was their homecoming.
We did play the whole first quarter with no penalties.
And that in and of itself, I mean, we didn't play very many plays.
No.
But we have about 12 plays.
Didn't matter last week. We had 87 yards.
No. Well, a lot of our penalties. Yeah, and a lot of our penalties last week were after the play was over. First at least three of them I could think of.
For the line.
All right, first and 15 after the false start. Ball at the 25-yard line of Jefferson. Withy in the shotgun. Two receivers to his right, one to his left. Withy going to keep it. Nowhere to go. Wrapped up and forward progress stopped after a loss of about, I don't know, five more. So it's going to be second and 20. And wind is really picking up now. Pushing up on 15, 18 miles an hour probably. The Warriors working on getting negative yards out of the Lions on this drive. And to shield this a little bit from that wind, it is really whipping here. Long huddle for the Lions, as if there's a complicated play call coming. And trust me, there isn't. Coming up on the 11-minute mark in the first end of the first half, 18-0 Amity, second and 20 for the Lions. With the under center? No, it's not with the under center. There's a give
33
to the fullback. He takes it right up the middle, number 33. That is
33, the ball carrier. He'll go
Grantham.
Back to the original line of scrimmage.
So they do mix up their formation a little bit. That time Withy went back into the setback position, the deep back. And I think that was Lace that took the snap and handed it off to Grantham. So a little trickeration there. They pick up about 5 yards on the play. No, more than that, 8 yards, 9 yards. It's going to be third and 11. Just shy of the 30-yard line.
Withy's the quarterback.
Yeah, Withy back in the shotgun now. Grantham to his right. And we've got a penalty.
Delay.
Yep, delay game. Took too long back there. They were slow getting up to the line of scrimmage, for sure. So that'll back about 5 yards. They had a manageable third and had about 11. Now they'll have third and 16. Withy, shotgun, 5 yards deep. Gets his line set. Brings a man in motion from the left. Withy delays, wants to run it. Nowhere to go. Wrapped up by Oyua on the bottom there. Of all the directions to run, running right at Miles Oyua is probably the biggest mistake they could make. You either have to double him if you're going to run at him or run away from him. And just like last year, sometimes you're just better off to run your whole offense away from a certain guy. Miles Oyua is that guy this year. He is just a wrecking ball on that left side of the defense. So it's fourth and about 17. Lost a couple on that play. So another punt for Jefferson. One pass attempt in the game for the Lions. Low snap, pooch kick kind of fielded by Quelo. Quelo up the right side of the 45 to the 40, 35, 30 and forced out of bounds near the 25-yard line. That was a great decision by Quelo. Sometimes when you get a funky punt like that, it doesn't come where you're expecting it. The returner will hesitate, not really sure what to do. Quelo fielded that, kind of spun back to his right side, and then headed right up the line, the sideline, and picked up some yardage, about 25 yards on that return, right?
Got it on the 50, first, ran to the 25.
Yeah. Yep. First and 10 at the 25 for Amity. Warriors throwing into the wind now if they do throw. It's a toss. Yoakum getting outside. He's got blockers. Working down to the 10 and inside the 10 out of bounds. It'll be first and goal, Amity. Gain of more than 15 on that. They're going to mark that. Close
25, 17 yards.
First and goal for the Warriors.
17 yards.
About the 6-yard line.
Well, if it's at the 6, that's 19 yards, right?
Oh, it's from the 25.
Yeah, 19. Nice, that's a 19-yard gain, yeah. First and goal, Warriors. That's a good job by Cooper to really pick his way behind his blockers there and not try to do too much too quickly. Cooper's showing real good speed this year. The fake to Cooper, the counter. Quelo walks it into the end zone. Touchdown, Amity.
Quelo goes in on the counter for the touchdown.
So 7:52 left to go in the first half. The Warriors now with 24. And the Lions with 0.
On Quelo on the counter.
It was a nice counter. It was well blocked. Just like you practice it. We're going to try kicking again. Having any luck.
The Warriors are going to kick
on the two-point conversions. Didn't have any luck on the first kick either, so we'll see. Quelo, though, maybe he's feeling better now. Got to get that ball up in the air. That last one was deflected, but I don't know if it would have made it over the line of scrimmage hardly. Very low. Snap, kick. This one looks good.
No,
it's not.
Wide left.
So the Warriors fail on another conversion. They've got 4 touchdowns and 24 points to show for it. We'll take a quick break, hit a commercial, and be right back.
Oregon Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Land Pride, Steel, and Honda Power Equipment. With 2 locations conveniently located outside of McMinnville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com.
Your fans, Warriors set to kick off. Quelo with his first touchdown of the night. Aird's got a couple. There's a kick again to about the 26-yard line fielded by Withy. He's wrapped up and brought down. No gain on the return. So it'll be first and 10 from the 26.
30 was the first hit.
According to Ron, tackle made by Matthew Hansen. We've got a timeout taken by the Lions. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
If you pay your rent, we might let you come in.
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024. Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237.
Back, getting ready to come out of this timeout. A windy, warm October night here from Scoggins Field at Amity High School. 7:46 remaining in the first half. The Amity Warriors with a 24-0 lead over the Jefferson Lions.
First and 10 for the Lions.
And winds consistently just between about 15 and 18 miles an hour. Enough that that may have affected the kick a little bit, or at least affected Quelo's attempt at the kick. Sometimes you get it in your head. False start. Again, Khalil Mirza with the flinch like he's coming, and he gets the left guard to jump. That's their third false start of the game. Warriors do not have a penalty yet, and they've got... what, probably 5 penalties so far?
3 for 5.
Let me see. Just 3 penalties?
Just 4.
4 penalties, okay. Remember, they had 3 false starts. They had something else. I don't remember what it was. So, at least for 3 false starts. All of them in 5-yard penalties. All right, ready to go again here. Jefferson, 1st and 15 now from their own 21. I don't know what happened there, if that was a fumbled snap or what, but Withy was nowhere to run. I don't know if that was Withy. That was 33, Grantham.
33. Pull back. Yeah. You're right.
33 is Walker.
Yeah, Grantham on the carry. That was a pretty quick handoff. It looked like almost a fumbled snap. Ball at the 20-yard line. Lost a yard on the play. Second and 16. Second and 16. Reg will get it right here in just a second. He always does eventually. It's all right. We like to mess with Reg a little bit. Hey, PA announcing is hard. Everybody's listening and expects you to get it right every single time. Man in motion. They fake to him. Oh, and there's a quarterback sack by Cooper Yoka. He came on the blitz from the right side. And Withy, I don't know what he was looking at. He should have seen that. He just gets drilled by Yoakum. You don't get a much cleaner run than that, Ron. That was just free and clear, a sprint to the quarterback. So it's going to bring up third and, well, Dave's got 22 up there. I'll go with Dave. I'm not going to do the math.
22 yards to go on that sack. Nice sack by Cooper Yoakum.
Yoakum with the first sack of the day. They've only passed the ball twice. First time it was Tompkins with the interception. The second time Yoakum with a sack. Yeah. Are they gonna pass here on third and 22? Looks like they might. They go kind of trips to the right slot, and we're going to have a false start. Oh, my goodness, Ron. Oh, my goodness. They were at the 13-yard line. They're going to be at the 8-yard line now with their fifth false start of the game. It's like a JV team. Struggling to even get the snap off without a penalty. 5:50 left to go, first half. This first half is not moving very quickly now because a lot of penalties and the Warriors keep scoring and stopping the clock. Ever since about the one-minute mark in the first quarter, it's been score, score, score for Amity. All right, Withy in the shotgun now. Close to his own goal line. He's going to just run it, and he is nowhere to go. The ball is loose. They're going to blow it dead, though, before Meeker can pick it up and score. So fourth and I don't even know. Lost another yard or two, right? Ball's at about the 5, 6 for a loss of another yard.
35, 36, 31.
Yeah, it's fourth and forever.
Withy's punting.
Yeah, out of his own end zone.
Withy back to punt.
It's this kickoff out to about the 35, bounces, take by Rosenass, reverses his field, gets a little block. He's got another block. He's bouncing it to the outside, breaks the tackle, still going across the 20, or the 35 down to about the 30, 29. Rosenass, an excellent return there. Did a good job of using his blockers, broke a tackle or two. Got to the 29. First and 10 Warriors.
Block in the back, Amity.
Oh, I didn't see that. Well, sometimes when the punt returner reverses direction a couple of times, you get some mistakes on the blocking. The guy you're trying to block keeps changing directions on you watching the ball. So they'll back this one up to the 35. First and 10 Warriors. 4:52 left to go in the first half, 24-0. And the Warriors to try for another quick score here. They got time to get a couple of scores still, Ron. They got two scores in a 101 at the end of the first quarter. And they've got like very few varsity athletes out there. Coelho in motion. It's a handoff to Yoakum up the middle. breaking tackles down to the 25-yard line. That'll be enough for a first down or just short of it. Yep, they're going to move the chains. So 10 yards on the gain. First and 10, Amity from the 25 now. Nice little 10-yard gain for Yoakum. Walker under center. Hands off again to Yoakum. Nowhere to go on this one. First time we've been stacked up at the line of scrimmage all night. It's going to be second and 10 for Amity. .355 and counting to go here in the first half. I predict a touchdown on this play, Ron. Second and 10 from the 25.
Second down and 10.
Walker under center. Hands to Yoakum again, going right. All he's got to do is beat one guy, and he's pushed out of bounds at about the 5-yard line. So I was wrong. We got 20 yards, though. It's going to be first and goal from the 5 for Amity. Nice job, Yoakum, stretching that one out, getting the angle to the sideline. First and goal for the Warriors. Was the ball at the 10? Oh, I thought that was the 5. I can't see from here. All right, so it's going to be first and 10 from about the 10.5-yard line. So it was only 15 yards on the carry. My bad. Wynn picking back up here. Had a little lull for a second there. Trying to keep it off the bike. Hand off to Yoakum again, going right, cuts back. And he's in! Touchdown, Warriors! 30-0, Amity Cooper with his first touchdown of the day. Get the fight song going from KCOUA and the Amity Pep Band. A little stunting in front of us from the cheerleaders. It's a great atmosphere, folks. Well, one of them forgot they were still going. It happens. Warrior cheerleaders wearing last year's football uniforms on their as their tops. Looks pretty cool. And the extra point is good by Quelo. He's 1 for 3 tonight. They celebrate like it's a 40-yard touchdown run. 3:28 left to go. First half, 31-0. Amity will be right back.
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024. Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237.
Contact Tim Harsmet, Country Financial today, to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsmet, Country Financial, 503-565-2043.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 3:28 left to go in the first half. 31-0, Amity on top of Jefferson. Yoakum gets his first score. There's a line drive kick fielded at the 29-yard line, trying to get out to the right. He's going to lose some yardage there from what he gained. They're going to give it forward progress out to about the 33-yard line, so a 4-yard return. And the Warriors will get back on defense with 3:22 to go. That last drive took just over a minute for the Warriors. So first drive of the game, Amity with a turnover after a completed pass, had a fumble. From that point on, it's been pretty quick scores.
Correction on the extra point, it was Alexandro.
Oh, so we had a different guy kicking. It wasn't Quelo kicking that one. Great job. Who was it?
Alexandro is number 21.
Alexandro. Man, I'm working on it. Pandolini. We'll go with that. Is that an exchange student, Ron?
I don't. It might be. You're supposed to know every kid in the school.
I don't. I know that the Colemans were going to have an Italian exchange student. That might be who we're talking about here. I don't think we have any Pandolinis here in Amity.
I think you're right.
And we just got a turnover on a fumble. Amity recovers it. First down, Amity at the, see where they mark this here. It's going to be about the 34-yard line of Jefferson. So the second turnover of the game for the Lions. They had an interception earlier, now a fumble. With 3:16 to go in the first quarter, or first half, Amity with a chance to extend this 31-0 lead. We're going to have a running clock right after halftime, Ron. It's going to be a short second half. Warriors lineup, wing T formation. Oh, Quelo under center now. It's the quarterback. On the counter, it's aired going right. My goodness, he's got some blockers. Cuts it back. Touchdown, aired. Warriors score again.
Block in the back.
They're coming back. Got a block in the back.
Block in the back.
I think it's going to be a holding, actually. I don't think it's a block in the back. I'll bet you it's a hold, Ron, because that was right where the block was sustained out there on that side. And I think they're going to say Sexton held.
He blocked him on the back.
Ron says block in the back. Oh, they're going to pick it up. Picking it up. All right. I like that. Touchdown, Amity. They're up 37-0. 3:05. You know, this is kind of what I hope Sunday looks like, Ron, with the Cowboys up 37-0 in the first half against your Niners.
He is an exchange student that we have from Italy.
There he is. He's kicking again.
And he's going to kick again.
So Pandolini coming back in for the kick attempt here. Obviously with some soccer skills. Warriors just weren't able to convert on those first couple of attempts. I'm sure Pandolini has never kicked a football before he got here, though. Low snap, gets it up, and he pokes it through.
And it is good.
So he's 2 for 2. Nice to have a reliable kicker right there. 38-0 Amity, 3:06 left to go here in the first half.
38-0.
Parking Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Land Pride, Steel, and Honda power equipment. With two locations conveniently located outside of McMinnville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 3:05 left to go in the first half. 38-0 Warriors. So, you know, it's possible. It was like 4:40-something, Ron, two scores ago. So about a minute and 40 seconds, and we scored twice. So we may get to that running clock here to start the second half. There's a pooch kick fielded at about the 25-yard line, 27-yard line. Brings it out across the 35 to the 36. First and 10, Lions there. That was number 8 on the return, Kemper. And put that Warriors defense back on the field.
The 36-yard line.
First and 10, Lions. 3:01 remaining, first half, 38-0. Warriors have done anything they've wanted. Gonzalez into the game for the Warriors, right? Eddie Gonzalez coming in at defensive tackle. Block some of that wind a little bit. That breeze does not let up. Hasn't hurt the Warriors. Tompkins comes off limping a little bit. Under center, Leish. And we're going to have a penalty. Might be on Leish. Leish handed it off and then tackled the tackler. That might be a hold on the quarterback, which I don't know if I've ever seen.
personal foul. Oh, face mask on the Warriors. So that's the biggest play of the game for the Lions right there. They're going to pick up 15 yards on this penalty. That'll put the ball out at midfield. Just across midfield to the 47-yard line of Amity. Clock will run. 2:55 and counting to go here in the first half. Remember, at halftime, I'm going to switch off of this and restart the podcast, so you'll need to rejoin for the third quarter. When it rejoins, you'll just hear music playing until we're getting closer to the start of the second half. It's going to be a long halftime, but Podbean doesn't let me go more than 2 hours, and football games typically go more than that. So this one may not. Pitch, and a nice wrap up by Meeker, and a tackle in the backfield. Ball carrier was number two, Kreider. I think that's what his name is. And the Warriors, Henry Meeker, blitzes in, unblocked, makes the tackle in the backfield, loss of five on the play, second and 15 coming up with 2 minutes to go. That one could have been an easy turnover, because the ball carrier doesn't expect to get hit 5 yards deep in the backfield, not with a full head of steam coming at him by Meeker. Henry Meeker, good nose for the ball, takes good angles. Nice job by the sophomore, part of this very young Amity team. Getting some good experience, a lot of playing time for a lot of sophomores. It's a big class. Warriors switch up their coverage here. There's a pitch coming right. Stretched out. Sexton is going to be in on the tackle. Ball carrier, number four, Neeson.
He's going to gain a little over a yard on the play.
It's going to bring up
second down.
Second and about four, maybe three and a half.
The third down.
Third. I listen to Reg. I got to stop listening to the PA guy. Third and about 3.5 yards to go. Oh, 13 yards to go. Ha! Huh. It helps if I actually look where the sticks are. I saw the original line of scrimmage stick and thought that's where they were going to. Third and 13 or so. 42 seconds to go. This should be the last play of the first half, unless they turn it over and get a penalty. I don't think they'll want to run another one. Full house backfield here. They throw quick. It's caught and brought down quickly. Is that Aird on the tackle? No, Tompkins on the tackle. Tompkins with a nice quick tackle there. He's got an interception, now a tackle.
No gain on the play.
And that'll be the end of the first half, folks. 38-0 Amity at halftime. Ron will get us some first half stats or not. Yes, no, maybe. He's working on it. We'll take a quick break for a couple commercials. Be back with some numbers for you in a dominating first half by the Amity Warriors.
Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237.
Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dental visits very important. Copper Dental, the office of Dr. Melinda Judd, located on 2nd Street in McMinnville, is a great office to receive this regular care. At Copper Dental, they strive to treat every patient in a friendly and professional manner. There are also two golden retrievers, Copper and Rusty, who are there to greet and help calm patients every day. Copper Dental accepts many dental insurance plans, so if you're looking for a friendly dental office and you love dogs, this may be the place for you. Mention this ad when calling to schedule your new patient appointment. The staff at Copper Dental, and especially Dr. Judd, want a shout out. Go Warriors! Oregon Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Land Pride, Steel, and Honda Power Equipment. With two locations conveniently located outside of McMinnville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here from Amity High School. We're going to have a long halftime. And after we do the halftime stats here, we'll just stop this podcast. We'll restart it. Please feel free to join. We got it. There's 19 minutes left on the clock, plus I'll have a three-minute warm-up. So, you know, at least 22 minutes from now before we get started again. But and if the Warriors can get a score right off the bat in the third quarter, they'll have the ball. They could easily get themselves a running clock here to start the third quarter. Well, Ron, how you doing on stat numbers there?
Homecoming theme. Our movie premiere homecoming was filled with dress-up days.
Doesn't have them yet. Warriors dominate that first half, though. Outside of a couple of penalties on the Warriors, really no issues. They had one block in the back on a punt return and a face masking call on a tackle late in the second quarter. And that was really about it for the Warriors in terms of mistakes that they made. They had a fumble on the first drive of the game, but that's just one of those things that happens sometimes. It wasn't so much a mistake. It was just kind of a fluky play. Brandon Aaron made up for it with scoring the next two touchdowns for the Warriors. Jeff Tompkins returned an interception for a touchdown. And then we got a touchdown for Consuelo. We got a touchdown for Cooper Yoakum. And another touchdown for Aaron. So I think Aaron's got three touchdowns. Welcome back, folks. Halftime here from Amity High School. Appreciate you joining back in here. Got about 2 minutes to go of warm-ups before we get back to game action. Warriors with a commanding 38-0 lead at halftime. Consuelo came in a quarterback on the last drive of the first half, and I suspect we'll see him here in the second half. Warriors get another score. We'll have a running clock the rest of the game. A nice little homecoming court announcement there. Sure, if you follow Amity Activities page, you'll see pictures and all the proper names. Junior class won the week, it sounds like, of homecoming activities. The Warriors will have the ball to start the third quarter. Warriors had a dominating first half, negative yards rushing, negative 13 yards rushing for Jefferson in that first half. I don't think they had any yards passing either, so. We will get going here in less than a minute. Coach Christensen talking about special teams here, getting that return team out there. Great atmosphere here tonight. Lots of fun. Lots of alumni back to visit. It's fun seeing the former Queens and Kings of the homecoming court that were back in attendance tonight. Some pretty famous individuals in Amity history there. Beautiful evening for football here. Cooled off a little bit. It's probably still in the low 70s, though. Breezy out of the east. So they're going to do running clock right off the bat here. So both coaches must have agreed to a running clock for the entire second half. They're not going to wait for Amity to score again. So the last 24 minutes of this game are going to go by pretty quickly here. We'll see if the Warriors can get some points added to their tally here. I don't know if we've ever played a game, Ron, where the other team has had negative total yards. That's almost almost impossible in football, but we'll see. Right now they're at negative 13 in the first half. Amity, start of the third quarter. Back to receive for the Warriors. It's like Rosenast in the middle, Tompkins on the right, and Khalil Mirza on the left, kind of forming the back three. Coach Baltazano getting players up. This is the first time we've seen them kick off, and the way they're aligned is set up that they could potentially try an onside kick here.
Mason Rosenast back deep to receive.
We got five guys bunched together near each sideline and the kicker by himself in the middle of the field. Now they start to trot toward him. They get their little run, and it is a squib kick, and it goes out of bounds. Not really sure why we back off and let that ball go. It just is not the right way to, if nothing else, knock it out of bounds. Dive on it, take it out of bounds with you, even if you don't control it. Get that ball out of bounds. Don't play around. Footballs take funny bounces when you least expect it. Got to work on some fundamentals there on kick returns. 38-0 Amity, start of the third quarter. Warriors offense on the field. It's like Khalil Mirza in at the four back. I'm not sure who else is out there. I think Quelo is going to be at the quarterback position. If I can identify the other running backs here. Having a hard time knowing who's supposed to be in the game, though. Tompkins brings the play in as he hobbles in from the sideline. I don't know if he got hurt on that interception return for a touchdown. Maybe he tweaked a quad as most he's had to run. Warriors. Wing T formation. No. Not quite a wing T. There's the give and stacked up in the backfield and brought down. See who that was on the carry there. You got to call in. Oh, I see it. Okay. I'll get you in there, Ron. All right, you're back in. Should be. Maybe. Maybe not. Yeah, it says you are. There we go. You're there now, Ron. Mirza in motion to give to the fullback. Miko around the right side. Go. 45. Still going to the 40. Still going. He's breaking this one down the field inside the 35 to the 30. 20. Down to the 15-yard line. Henry Miko running with power. We got a flag back at the 44.
I think it's blocking the back.
This one's coming back. Holding on the Warriors.
That holding penalty, though, that'll bring him back.
Meeker had a great run. That hold happened right where he ran through there, though. So maybe it had something to do with it, but a great power run by Henry Meeker.
Gonna first and 10. Or
this is going to back us up, make it about a second and 11. Ball back at the 46-yard line. So we end up getting a net of a yard on a play that didn't actually happen. So you replay down, but they picked up a yard. So because it was from the spot of the foul, and it happened 11 yards downfield. Clock running, though, 9.5 minutes to go.
Quelo's the quarterback.
Yep, Quelo at quarterback. There's a handoff to Mirza going right. He's got some room. He's got some quickness across the 40, down inside to about the 38, 37-yard line. First down, Warriors. No flags on that play. Good job by Khalil Mirza. I told Ron, this is Ron's one of Ron's grandsons, I told Ron that I thought Khalil really had an upside as a running back. He is just quick and instinctive as a runner. He cuts well. He's going to continue to get a little bit stronger, get some experience, but he's getting some carries here to varsity game. And I think next year he's got a great chance to step into a starting role in that backfield.
Well, last week he had that 85-yard pass interception return.
Yeah. No, he's
He's got some great instincts, too.
Quelo.
Quelo on the quarterback keep ran right into the tackler. Picked up about 3 yards. It'll be second and seven. He does, Quelo's not shifty. He is a real straight ahead runner. And sometimes that means that you might miss out on some possible yardages there. He's got to slow down just a little bit. He wants to get to top speed right away. And sometimes you have to slow down, kind of like Cooper showed us earlier on that nice run in the second quarter. You got to slow down a little bit. Let those blocks develop.
His experience was last year he was a quarterback at Perrydale.
Eight-man football, right.
Little wider field, less bodies on it.
It is, yeah. You gotta let those develop. Wing T formation now. The counter. Running back has it. It's Rosenast. Across the 30 to about the 28-yard line. It's going to bring up third and short for the Warriors, maybe a yard, yard and a half to go.
Going to bring up
7.5 minutes. Suddenly the play's in for the Warriors. Number 10, but I don't have a number 10 in my program, so I have no idea who that is. Meeker at the three back. Quelo under center. Give to Meeker. Meeker trying to bounce outside. He's going to have enough. No, he's going to be short of the first down, I think. Boy, you got to know where that first down marker is. He hesitated a little bit as he was turning that corner. Looked like he was trying to turn into a bigger play. And when you just need a yard and a half, you just have to put your head down and get north and south quickly. You try to dance around and string that out a little bit, looking for a bigger play, and you fail to get it. So it's fourth and one. Warriors looking at going for it here. Rosenast at the two back. Meeker the three. Mirza the four. Tompkins split out to the left. Quelo under center. Brings Rosenast in motion. There's the give to Meeker. There's the first down. This time he got it. He gets stacked up after a short game by number 51 for the Lions, who's not in my program. Down to 6 minutes to go. This is half the quarter already. Got to love a running clock. Still 38-0 Amity, but a nice drive going here on that fourth down conversion. First and 10 ball at the 26-yard line of Jefferson. Quelo under center, wing T formation. It's going to be Mirza this time. Mirza going right, cuts up through the hole. It's a good hole, cuts back inside the 15-yard line.
He's going to carry it, I think, for a first down.
That will be a first down. First and 10, Warriors are going to mark it right at the 15. So a gain of 16 yards on that carry by Khalil Mirza. I like his cutback ability. He just runs quick. When he makes a move, he's decisive about it, puts a foot in the ground, and goes. He was patient enough to wait for the block, saw the hole, and attacked it. Gotta love that running back mentality there. Quelo walks him up to the line.
Khalil had a really good JV season last year.
He did. There's the give to Meeker right up the middle. It's going to pick up about a yard, yard and a half. Holes aren't quite as good as they were in the first half. I don't know if we've got some backup linemen playing.
On the left side, we have backup linemen on the left side. The right side's the same two. The center and the guard and the tackle, the same guys. 54 and 58.
Yeah, 54 is Cole Lambert. 58 is James Whiteley. So a couple of JV linemen getting some varsity time here. It's always good to see. Coming up on the four-minute mark, second and eight. Bring Mirza in motion. There's the give to Rosenast. Cuts it back. That's a nice little cut. He's going to be down inside the 10 to about the 7-yard line. It'll bring up third and about 2.5 yards to go.
Mason Ferris will bring up second down, or I mean third down and three.
So the ball spotted at the 7.
3 yards to go.
Need to get to the 5.
just inside the five. Man, I think we got to get right to the five. So there's 2 yards to go. Sometimes that angle of the down marker and the first down.
I think number 10 is Lorenzo, and I think that's another foreign exchange student.
Oh, okay. He brings in the play and splits out to the right. Now we've got a little bit of a stacked backfield here. Two running backs. Lead blocker is Rosenast. And touchdown, Meeker! Following Rosenast's block into the end zone. 44-0 Amity. As Henry Meeker gets his first score of the night.
Henry Meeker up the middle for a touchdown.
They'll stop the clock now with 2:52. We have an injury timeout on the field. Number 70 for the Lions. Off under his own power, but kind of going slow there. Got a little banged up. I should wind this clock again here. Officials are going to get out of here early tonight, Ron. There's the clock winding with 2:50 to go. Warriors going to go for the extra point. Trying to get everything right out there. Pandolfini, kicker. Quelo will be holding. No, not Quelo. Jackson Walker. This time the Lions come bursting through from the right side of the defense. They block the kick. 2:21 left to go in the third quarter. We have a timeout on the field. 44-0. Amity Warriors on top.
Argan Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Land Pride, Steel, and Honda power equipment. With two locations conveniently located outside of McMinnville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com.
Your fans, 2:21 left to go in the third quarter, 44-0 Amity on top. This whole half.
The coaches agreed not to prolong the misery. Warriors struggling to get some of their JV kids out there, I think, on kickoff coverage. Finally get 11 out.
Quelo will kick. Get the ball set up out there. And we are ready to go here with the kickoff. Quelo, pooch kick to about the 40, fielded and fell on. There by the Lions. Number 2 for the Lions. It's Kreider.
Isaiah Kreider fields the ball.
2 minutes and counting to go here in the third quarter. 44-0 Amity. Still a lot of starters on defense out there. All of them, I think.
Coming off now, some of them. The line's all starters. 55 is new.
Khalil's sprinkling in a few, but Khalil's been playing the whole game. Mm-hmm. He started tonight on defense.
Yeah, he has been the starting linebacker the last 3 weeks.
Bring a man in motion from the left. They give it to him. And he makes a couple of guys miss and finally brought down by Cooper Yoakum after a gain of about a half a yard. Boy, the Warriors had a shot at him 5 yards deep in the backfield. Didn't convert. Didn't get their head on the right side of the runner. But a tackle him from the side. They got a guy talking to the official on the sideline here. What is he doing? Is this guy a referee?
Evaluating? He repped the JV game or something.
So he might be here doing some evaluation. He's got the back pedal of an official. Yeah, I think that's what he's doing.
He's doing some coaching of the official here. What to watch for. Second and nine for Jefferson. Quick throw out to the left. Incomplete through the hands of the intended receiver. Number 33. It's intended for Grantham. Third and nine for the Lions. Hey, the good news is that's the first time the Lions have attempted a pass tonight that hasn't ended up in a sack or an interception. As I see, you gotta have some baby steps. That is the end of the third quarter, folks. We'll take a quick break and be right back. 44-0, Amity on top.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024. Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237.
Contact Tim Harsmet, Country Financial, today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsmet, Country Financial, 503-565-2043.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Switching ends of the field there. Lions with the ball, third and nine at their own 31-yard line. 41-yard line, sorry. Shotgun formation, clock running. Bring a man in motion. Withy rolls to his right, throws deep. He's got a man. It is caught. They're now positive yards for the game, Ron. Good catch. Good throw by Withy.
Senior to his sophomore brother.
Withy to Withy.
The Withy connection is good.
So first down there, gets the ball down to the 24-yard line of Amity. That wasn't a bad throw.
35-yard
completion there for the Lions. Give them a little excitement in their day.
Excuse me, Trevor DeDrew.
Withy, shotgun again. He's going to run it right up the middle. He's got some room.
Right up the middle.
He's going to run this all the way down inside the 5-yard line.
Withy, the ball carrier.
All came out, but they said he was down. Yeah, the middle of that Warriors defense is not the same as it was earlier when you had guys like Yoakum on the field.
Miles,
some of those guys. So, yep.
It's first and goal.
Got some backups in there.
From the 5-yard line.
Thanks. 10.5 minutes to go. Clock running. Lions looking for their first score of the game here. Withy takes the snap. He's going to run it. Going left. He's got room. Turns it up. Touchdown. He looks like a good athlete against our backup guys. Showing a little speed there. Just doesn't normally have good blocking against varsity defenders. So it's 44-6. Lions get on the board. Good for those Jefferson Lions. A little encouragement there. Their football program has really been down the last few years. Clock continuing to run with this running clock. 9:50 and counting to go. Warriors up. Big right from the very beginning, really. It took a couple of drives. Second drive of the game for the Warriors. They scored, and then they forced a turnover. Got the ball back, scored again, and then scored on another turnover, an interception return. Two quick touchdowns the last minute of the first quarter, and it's been all Warriors since then. Withy with the snap, looking to throw the two-point conversion under pressure. Rolling to his right, and it's intercepted. Nice job. Give me a number on that. I don't see what number that was that made that interception, but nice job reading that play and dropping back into coverage, staying with the man. 9:14 to go.
Coelho.
In this one. Coelho with the interception? All right. Yeah. Warriors set to receive a kickoff now. 44-6, Amity on top.
We get a couple linemen. We got some. Coelho's a junior. Mers is a sophomore. Meeker's a sophomore.
Walker's a lot of sophomores.
Walker's a sophomore.
Sexton's a sophomore, yep.
Sexton's a sophomore. Eddie Gonzalez is a junior.
Yep. Nope, there's a. There's not a lot of seniors on this team. Yoakum is a junior this year.
Yeah, Yoakum's a junior.
He'll be back. So, yeah, outside of Brandon Aird, you don't have a lot of really high-impact seniors out there. Mers on the line. Are those the only two that are
Cordell? Playing? Cordell is a
No, he's junior.
Junior.
Yep. Yeah. He'll Tompkins is a senior. Yeah. So you lose Tompkins, Aird, and Mirza, older Mirza, and Mendez. Those are kind of the only four seniors. Oh, and Miles Oyua. Those are your five seniors that play a lot of minutes for the Warriors. Kickoff is not going to go 10 yards. Just leave that one. Leave that one. He picks it up anyway. Gets out of bounds at the 40 of Jefferson. That onside kick almost went backwards. So Warriors back on the field.
The onside attempt goes out of bounds. And the Warriors will take over.
Under 9 minutes to go now in this one.
38-yard line.
I spot this at the... he went out of bounds right at the 40. So that's interesting. They gave him a couple yards there. I didn't see that. 38-yard line of Jefferson. Amity, first and 10 there. Trying to get 11 guys on the field. Bradley Sexton is not out there. They're telling him, and we're going to take a timeout. This is a substitution timeout because they didn't have enough guys on the field.
Right.
This always happens when you start playing a bunch of mix of JV and varsity. Nobody's quite sure who should be out there with what. You don't practice these mix of players. You've got some varsity guys out there, some JV guys. You got guys that might be playing a position they don't always play. Going to get another substitution there. Cordell coming out. 64 for the Warriors coming in. That is Grayson Goings. So we have a timeout with 8:19 left to go in the fourth quarter.
Isn't 58? 58's a freshman.
Yeah, Whiteley. Yeah, he is. So is Goings, who just came in 64. So getting some real young guys in there. Hear the pep band in the background. Doing a great job. Band program really growing. Appreciate Casey Oyua and all the time and energy and enthusiasm he puts into that program. Really doing a good job with both middle school and high school as well as fifth grade. He's a busy guy. Here we go. Clock running again, 8:14. It's a handoff to Meeker. Cuts it back. Gets down to about the 35. Picks up about 3 yards.
43 is playing quarterback.
43 is playing quarterback. That is Hayden Berkey.
Freshman.
All right. Didn't know he was a quarterback.
Yeah, he
did
was.
Not wear a number.
He was an eighth grade quarterback last year. Hayden Berkey.
7:40 and counting to go in this one. Second and 7. 3 yard gain by Meeker. Henry, the fullback. Rosenass, the two back. They give. Oh, they were trying to give. That's a turnover. Berkey was trying to give it to Mirza, and that ball never came close to being handed off. I think that one might be on the quarterback. he may have gone to the wrong spot, wrong steps there. That's a learning experience. You're frustrated. You're embarrassed. You can't believe that just happened. But that's part of being a freshman and taking some snaps in a varsity game. It's a little faster than JV. Clock down to 6:45. Lions break their huddle. We got 10 on the field. Now we got 11. I don't know if people know where they're supposed to be or not, but there's 11 out there now. Sexton directing some traffic, getting Coelho where he needs to be. Man in motion, Coelho tracking him. 33 trying to cut it back up the field. He is hit and finally brought down after a gain of about 8 yards. That's a good run there by 33 Grantham.
We're
going to give him about 8 yards on that. Second and two. Reg says second and one. Dave Pallett's got second and one up on the scoreboard. I just got to go second. And it's a long one, a short two, so I'm going to go two. 5:40 remaining. Let's see if the Warriors defense can hold the Lions here. They go trips out to the left, two to the right, five receivers in the game. Withy takes a snap. He's under pressure from Mirza and throws it away. Good hustle by Mirza. Good sportsmanship out there between Amity and Jefferson, though. It's, number 30 for the Warriors is Matthew Hansen, helping up a lineman after they both ended up on the ground. Mirza out. Is he in trouble for almost sacking the quarterback, Ron? 4:50 to go in this one. Third and two. Same formation. Five wide receivers. Withy, 5 yards deep. Claps his hands. Rolls to his right under pressure. Throws deep. Got a receiver. And it's caught by his brother. Withy to Withy. Another one just like that first one, about 25 yards downfield or so. They've both times the backup cornerbacks have allowed Withy to get deep on him on that right sideline. Ball marked at the 26-yard line. First and 10, Lions. Under 4 minutes to go now. Same formation, five wides. Giving Withy some confidence back. There's a passer. He hands off to Withy. Cuts it up. He's going to pick up about 5 yards, 6 yards. That's the younger Withy. Drew Withy, the junior on the carry. And we've got a timeout taken by the Lions. 3:28 to go. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024.
Warrior fans. So who do we have next week, Ron? Do you know? I don't have a schedule in front of me. Are we at Taft next week?
We're at Taft. We could win that one.
Yeah, I think it's a chance to run three in a row for the Warriors. Then we finish up with Dayton, and who do we have before Dayton?
Blanchett.
Blanchett.
Salem Academy? Who's over
somebody.
There?
One of those.
They haven't won either. We could be 4-5.
Be pretty impressive, actually, for this group. All right, Withy takes a snap with 3.5 minutes. Blitz coming. He throws deep. He's got a man. But there's good defense. And Quelo picks it off. Did he land in the end zone? That's the only question.
Quelo.
Was it intercepted?
Yeah, Quelo.
Interception. Landed in the end zone.
Quelo with the interception.
Warriors will get the ball at the 20-yard line. Great job by Quelo tracking that ball. Staying in bounds. 3 minutes to go.
Pop Quelo with that interception. They're bringing out the
44-6 Warriors. Bring the offense back out on the field. The defense stiffens and holds. Well, outside of that wind, you just could not ask for a better fall night here. Warm all day. Cools off just enough in the evening to make it comfortable to play.
I was looking at numbers down there.
Fans. Yeah.
I was looking at numbers down there. Number one, Mason Mendez is a really good player, but he didn't play last week. He's not playing this week. I don't know what's going on with him. See, he's talking to Brandon.
Yeah, not dressed.
He's one of the – he was with Khalil and Meeker.
Yeah.
He was
got good speed.
Yeah, he's a wing back with Khalil, Meeker the fullback, and Walker the quarterback.
So we've got a timeout taken on the field by the Warriors. Coach Campuzano huddling up this offense here. Got 2:18 left to go once we get back on going.
The problem is going to be getting some younger kids to come out and play the line.
Yeah. Yep, for sure. A good win for the Warriors tonight. Did exactly what they were supposed to do. We'll start the pregame right now. Or the postgame, I mean. Pre-final horn. Nice little homecoming win for the Warriors. They run their win streak to 2 now. Look to go to 3 next week against Taft. At Taft. You can listen right here for that coverage. And gonna run the clock out.
Oh, we just kneeled down. That?
Just took a knee.
We did a kneel down.
And then somebody took a timeout.
Jefferson took timeout.
Oh, that's not cool. What in the world?
We did a kneel down and they took a timeout.
What in the world? I don't even know what to say about that. We try to kneel down to run out the clock, and the coach calls a timeout with 2:12 to go. Like, you know what? I'd be a little tempted to throw a pass right now. Just, you want to do that? Put Bradley Sexton into the game. Let's throw deep. What in the world? Try to do a sportsman-like thing and run the clock out in a game that's 44-6. They stop the clock. Oh, goodness. And Campuzano's looking at the official going, like, I'm trying to be a good sport here. This time we're going to hand it off. Mers in the backfield gets tackled. And another timeout. Oh, my goodness. That's the last timeout that they can use. 2:04 left to go. It's going to be third and, about 14 yards to go as Mirza was tackled in the backfield. So we have another timeout taken by Jefferson. I guess that's what he was saving his timeouts for, you know. See if you can get one last possession, but he won't be able to stop the clock. Because you can't stop it with an incomplete pass or running out of bounds.
13 yards to go. Third and 13.
Oh, boy. Sometimes you wonder about what's going on inside a coach's head. Well, we're just about done here, folks. We should be done already. But a good homecoming night for the kids. A lot of fun having some of the alumni homecoming court here.
to recognize and honor them. All right, now there will be no more stopping the clock. They give it on the counter. Rosenass trying to get outside. He is brought down at about the 15-yard line. So 150 and counting now. And it's fourth and about 13 or 14.
Going to have to punt it.
Yep.
Did they call timeout again?
No, they don't have any left.
Now, there's no timeouts to take. Clock runs down to a minute 30. Here's the thing. The only punt unit we have are starters, I think. Mostly, anyway. Bryce is like, I want to play gunner, man. Who's punting?
Number 11.
Now we got to delay a game. But it doesn't matter. Oh, you don't stop the clock. Dude. Yeah, clock keeps running. So can you just...
Stopped it.
Did he stop it?
Yeah, he stopped it. No, he stopped
it. So now he's going to stop the clock 55 seconds. So I guess there is a way to stop the clock. This is like Keystone Cop stuff here. Ball's down and out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Clock is still running. Did they stop it? 40 seconds to go. Jefferson's going to hurry up and try to score quick. I just drop everybody inside the 10-yard line. Rush three. 25 seconds to go. Getting the ball from the Jefferson sideline there. Spotting it on the left hash mark.
Find
13 seconds be their last play. Yeah, that's find all you got. I like triple him, right? Right. He's going to roll to his right. He's going to try to throw under pressure. Throws
throw
deep and
no.
Knocked away, and that's it, folks.
And that's the end of
that
the
is
game.
It. Tompkins gets the defended pass at the end of the game. Final score here from Amity. Warriors 44, Lions of Jefferson 6. That's it for us for tonight. We'll be back at you next Friday with some more football from Taft. And maybe we'll do a soccer game this week. We'll see how it goes. Depending on what the schedule looks like, what my schedule is, then maybe we'll get a soccer game in.
They play at home on Tuesday.
What's their schedule?
They play at home on Tuesday. Yeah.
What's their Thursday game? You know?
They only had one game. It was on the 10th.
Okay. So, yeah, maybe we'll try to cover that on Tuesday. All right. Until the next time we get to talk, have a great night, everybody. And as always, it is a great day to be a Warrior. Good night, everybody.
I have to announce that on the second and last Tuesday of every month.